And rising up from there, he came into the borders of Yehuda by the other side of the Jordan. And crowds gathered to him again, and as he usually did, he was teaching them again. And Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it right for a man to put away his wife?" Trying him. And he answering said to them, "What did Moshe command you?" And they said, "Moshe allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to put her away." And Yeshua said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this command. However, from the beginning of creation, Elohim made them male and female. For this cause, a male shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what Elohim has joined together, let man not separate." And in the house, his taught ones asked him about this again. And he said to them, "Whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman puts away her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And they were bringing little children for him to touch them, but the taught ones were rebuking those who were bringing them. And when Yeshua saw it, he was much displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the reign of Elohim. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the reign of Elohim as a little child shall certainly not enter into it." And taking them up in his arms, laying his hands on them, he blessed them. And as he was setting out on the way, one came running and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit everlasting life?" And Yeshua said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, Elohim. You know the commands: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not rob, respect your father and your mother." And he answering said to him, "Teacher, all these I have watched over from my youth." And Yeshua, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "One matter you lack. Go sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come follow me, taking up the stake." But he, being sad at this word, went away grieved, for he had many possessions. And Yeshua, looking around, said to his taught ones, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the reign of Elohim?" And the taught ones were astonished at his words. And Yeshua responding said to them again, "Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter into the reign of Elohim? It is easier for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the reign of Elohim." And they were measurably astonished, saying among themselves, "Who then is able to be saved?" And looking at them, Yeshua said, "With men it is impossible, but not with Elohim. For with Elohim all is possible." Yeah. The Bible's got the goods, son. Check it out.